Welcome to Shomach Shah on the Daf Share sponsor Lui Nishbasan Biakav Shalom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding Ksuvas Daf Kofyud, and on the base, the Gemara starts a sugyas of the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael, and being in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says that somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael, doime kimi sheyesh lo eloka, he has Elokim, he has a Kadosh Baruch Hu above him. But someone who lives in Chutz Laretz, kimi she'ein lo eloka, he does not have Elohim. And the Gemara says, does that make sense? Someone who lives in Chutz Laretz, kimi she'ein lo eloka? So the Gemara says, El Elohim erlecha kol adar b'chutz laretz, ki ilu oived avodas kechovim. Somebody who lives in Chutz Laretz, he's as if worshipping avodas zarah. And the obvious question is, and there's a question the Maharsha points out over here, and the Ben Yoyado, what changed from the Avin and the Maskaran of the Gemara? And the Gemara at the beginning said someone lives in Chutz Laretz kimi she'ein lo eloka. Says the Gemara, no, it's not kimi she'ein lo eloka, it's kimi she'ein lo eloka. Is that better? How does that solve the question? What was bothering the Gemara? And then how did the Gemara answer that question? But the answer that comes out from many of the Mefarshim over here is based on the very famous and long Ramban and Chumash in Parshas Achrei Mois. Within the Ramban establishes the big shita, the understanding, that there's a very big difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, and the one unique big difference between it is that Eretz Yisrael is a Kadosh Baruch Hu Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereishis Hashana Ve'Adach Hashana. The one who's running the show in Eretz Yisrael, the control is directly by Hashem. But when you go to Chutz Laretz, every place in Chutz Laretz has another Malach, another Sar, who's in charge on that place. As the Ramban says, that every one of the places in Chutz Laretz has a Koichov Umozol Yadua, which is controlling there, that place. And that's what it means, the Pasuk in Dvarim, Asher Chalak Hashem Lekecha Oisom Lechol Ha'amim. That he gave the nation Mazolos. What does that mean? It means is that in every place in Chutz Laretz is a control. The thing that powers and operates the place is a Sar, a Mazel that does it. And obviously that reports back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's filtered. There's as if a barrier between the Ribbono Shel Olam and the place itself. There's a Sar, there's a Malach in between who's running the show. And the Ramban is Ma'arich Halat to say that that's the reason that in Eretz Yisrael, when Am Yisrael are not mekayim the mitzvahs, so they're kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is the place of Hashem, that's Chatzris Hashem. That's where we live under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person does not keep the mitzvahs right, he's kicked out right away. But in Chutz Laretz, it's as if you're living by the Sarim, by the Mazalas. So there, even when a person is not acting properly, he still has a place to be. And adds the Ramban more to say, that the Ikar Kiyum Mitzvahs, the main place to Mekayim the Mitzvahs, is Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. And the only reason we're keeping Mitzvahs in Chutz Laretz, it brings the Sifri that says, Hatzivi Lach Tziyunim. It's only a practice. As if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you when you come back to Eretz Yisrael, come back from Golos, to be able to keep the Mitzvahs right. How will you know how to keep the Mitzvahs? Well, if you're Chutz Laretz, you're going to practice the Mitzvahs. You're going to continue training to do the mitzvahs, then you'll be ready to do the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning the main place of the Kiyum mitzvahs is Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Laretz is only, so to speak, a practice. Obviously, it's mitzvahs HaTorah, but it's not the Ikar Mokko, because it's not the Ikar Mokko Mashoras HaShchina. And that's why, says the Ramban, that's why his Shita, that the Avos HaKadosh did not keep the mitzvahs outside of Eretz Yisrael, because the Ikar place of keeping the mitzvahs is the place that Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereishis Hashana Ve'Adach Hashana. It's a place where is the location of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the place that He operates. And says the Ramban, that's the Pshat in our Gemara, that a person who's outside of Eretz Yisrael, Kimi She'ein Lo Eloka, he's not directly under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has the Sarim and Malachim that are in between. It's not a direct connection. You're lacking over here that Shaychis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And very similar, just in short, it says the Rajwa in Shuvah Sechelek Aleph Simen Kufla Medalad Ayin Sham. So the Ben Yoyodo wants to come and explain the Mahalach of our Gemara according to this. The Gemara says, someone who lives in Chutzos Kimi She'ein Lo Eloka, meaning seemingly he does not have Elohim, he's not worshipping Hashem, says the Gemara, that can't be. A person is doing mitzvahs, a person is trying his Oyved Hashem, he does not have a Kadosh Baruch above him. Says the Gemara, of course he does. But he's doing it in a place, he's under the Sarim and Malachim. So he's not doing it in the direct way, the closest way possible. So the way the Ben Yoyada says it, that's what it means, Avodah Zarah, Shezorah Loi. I mean, it's not the perfect Avodah. You could be doing much better. You could be doing an Avodah which is in a much higher level. A person who is able to be in Eretz Yisrael is able to be Oved Hashem in such closeness, in such proximity, and he goes and he does something lower. That's called Avodah Zarah, Shezorah Loi. But according to the Ramban that we learned, we maybe could add more. If you look at the Rambam says, how did Avodah Zarah start? Avodah Zarah started when people wanted to worship Hashem. But they wanted to worship Hashem through Imtzoi, through a middle medium. Not directly to worship Hashem, he's too high. They wanted to do it through the sun and the moon. That's how Avodah Zarah started. In a sense, when you're in Chutz La'aretz, it is not only as the Ben Yoyada says, you're doing Avodah Shezorah Loi, you're not doing it the proper way. But L'maisa, the Avodah is going through a medium, through a filter, through something which is between Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the true beginning of Avodah Zarah. It's not intentionally. It's not that a person wants to do Avodah Zarah. It's not because he wants to go ahead and now worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has no choice when he's in Chutz La'aretz. But the pshat is that here is the beginning of the Avodah Zarah, that you have a medium between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That's the pshat in the Gemara. Of course he's worshipping Hashem, but it's Avodah Zarah, either Zarah Loi, or there's a medium in between. Just to conclude, what the Chasam Sofer says in the Drushes, that the Batei Medrash that we have, that's the Eretz Yisrael that we have. Because about the Kneis, about the Midrashers, that's when we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what it means that the shuls of Chutzals will go to Eretz Yisrael. They are part and parcel of Eretz Yisrael. But we see from here the unbelievable great milo of being in Eretz Yisrael. It's not only the place where the others walked, it's not only the place we have connection where Beis Hamikdash will be, but it's the place where you truly connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.